This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live. Wednesday night, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. We're in the building, bringing you the best edge in sports talk and entertainment. We are live, RatPackSports.com, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR app. We're live on the TuneIn app. We're also live on the Play Radio app as well. And you can also find us on Spotify. You can find us on TuneIn. You can find us on Spreaker. You can find us on Podbean, iHeartMedia. We're all over the place. And we're going to have a good time tonight talking NFL, NBA, and AEW, and many other sports. We will have Boss Hogg, Sean Naylor. He might not be with us tonight, so he's gonna get fined. I'm gonna fine him because dude has been flaking out on us lately. So at the end of the day, we got to make sure we had a crew intact. But, no, Boss Hogg got something to do, and he won't be with us. But we'll have William Graves on, probably left field correspondent, who's been with us the last few weeks. And Nicholas Lane, Rat Pack Sports Show, NBA insider, will also be with us tonight to talk some NBA. But we're just going to get things going right out the gate, man. This NFL offseason has been crazy. So last week, we talked about a whole bunch of moves that was made just in the first couple of days of free agency. We were shocked. We was awed a little bit. And now a major trade has went down in the NFL. And this one here is unexpected. Very unexpected trade. Kansas City Chiefs, while they still are a very good team, I fully believe that the Kansas City Chiefs window has just closed. And they still have Patrick Mahomes. But there was a trade that was made this past, today. Actually, it was today. And Tyreek Hill, one of the most potent playmakers we've seen in the NFL in probably the last, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm trying to think. If I could go back, I'm going to say Terrell Owens. Even though Terrell Owens was a big target, he was able to make these type of plays. But it's been a while. But he's the most straight-head speed runner. You can't guard him. You can't play this dude off the line because he'll go past you. If you give him space to avoid him for him to go past you, he'll just throw like a 5-yard check down route and he can outrun everybody and go 80 yards. I don't know what happened with the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, but yesterday, this was just last night, folks. I saw the headlines that said the Chiefs have granted Tyreek Hill to look elsewhere. And within 24 hours, Tyreek Hill was a Miami Dolphin. So I don't know what the Kansas City Chiefs got behind him, but I'm almost guarantee it's not Tyreek Hill. And on top of that, the Miami Dolphins made the trade, and then they turn around and they give Tyreek Hill a 4-year, $120 million contract. Now, there's been contracts this offseason. They're tossing around money like hotcakes. And we knew the salary cap did go up some, and the market is being reset dramatically. At the end of the day, I really think maybe some of these contracts are overpaid. I'm not sure. But we see the contract that came in from, who was it? Adams with the Raiders. And maybe Tyreek Hill went to Kansas City and said, hey, what about me? And obviously with the Chiefs, they don't have that money anymore because it's tied up a lot of it in Patrick Mahomes. They can't afford him. Or maybe Tyreek Hill, because Tyreek Hill is from Miami and he just wanted to, what I hear, my cousin is a huge Miami Dolphins fan. So he said that Tyreek Hill just wanted to come back to play in his hometown. He's from Miami. He's from the 305. So he just wanted to be, you know, he just wanted to play in front of his people, which, hey, I understand that. No problem with that. But, how did it just come about? I really feel like this situation has put the Kansas City Chiefs in the bind because Tyreek Hill really opens it up for everybody else. And if Tyreek Hill isn't on that team, it's a lot easier to guard everybody else. And that's, that's what I feel. It's a lot easier to guard everybody else because Tyreek Hill is not on that roster. You don't have to worry about that threat of him just running past you. You don't have to worry about that threat of him just running past the whole defense. So now the defense can relax a little bit. Defenses can play a little bit tighter to the line of scrimmage. Chiefs still has some speed, but it is not Tyreek Hill type of speed. So we'll see what the Chiefs do. They got draft picks. I don't know, man. There was 70-plus deals made in this here. So, and you know what I hate? I'm going to tell you what I hate. ESPN, to see anything, you got to pay for a subscription. Man, I don't want to pay for an insider subscription when I could just do this right here. And I don't even type in another website and I can see the same, well, not the same, you know, story per se, but I can go and get that same topic from somewhere else for free. So, yeah, so how does it look for Tyreek Hill in Miami? Now, my cousin, like I say, he's a huge Dolphins fan, and this dude hates Tua. He can't stand Tua. Now, they have a good receiver in Waddle. You add Tyreek Hill to him, bro, you got to get somebody else. Now, Miami Dolphins, if I think, is – what's the word? Teddy Bridgewater. From what I gather, he said, I think the Dolphins did sign, bring in Teddy Bridgewater. I got to confirm that because I'm not really sure. Yeah, Miami Dolphins. I didn't even know that Teddy Bridgewater was in Miami. So, Teddy Bridgewater is a veteran quarterback, and he's had some good games. He's had some bad seasons. But last season for a struggling Broncos team, Teddy Bridgewater threw for 3,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Not terrible, not great, but Miami could have used that. And some people are saying Teddy has no chance of starting in Miami. Well, opening day, maybe not, but I believe by the end of the season, Teddy Bridgewater will be starting. That's what I believe. I think Teddy Bridgewater is a better passer of the football than Tua, and he's going to make better decisions with the football than Tua. So Teddy Bridgewater was brought in, and, you know, he was brought in to be a backup. But I have no doubt in my mind that Teddy Bridgewater eventually will end up being the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. And the Miami Dolphins would be a better football team with Teddy Bridgewater as the quarterback. That's what I believe. Hold on. I got a lot going on here on my end, so just give me a few minutes here. Where are we? I'm trying to log in. Okay, so I'm in. What is going on? Uh-oh. Hold on. Am I in? Okay, I'm in. All right, so – Let me get in touch with William. He's got a lot to say tonight. And, yeah, so, I mean, good for Miami. Tyreek Hill wanted to be home. And that's all it boils down to. He's a special football player. And I think with him being that special football player, he had a chance to go back home and play in front of his hometown. You know, that's everybody's dream. He's not going to bring a championship to Miami or anything like that. You know, my cousin called me screaming and hollering, ooh, yeah, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. They did beef up the offensive line a little bit. They got Armstead. He's a top, you know, one of the top linemen at his position. So you give some protection to Tua in that sense. And you also shore him up in the passing game by, you know, getting Tyreek Hill. And listen, Tyreek Hill, like I say, with Tyreek Hill, you don't have to throw deep. And with Tua, I think Miami was more focused on maybe like a West Coast style type of offense. And Teddy Bridgewater is a West Coast style type of quarterback. And I think for the most part that, you know, Teddy, you know, is a better quarterback. But, you know, you drafted Tua. You're going to give Tua all the opportunity that he can to come in and be the guy right out the gate this season. And you're going to, you know, basically give him the ability to sink himself. They did, you know, re-up him for, I think, his fifth year. Has it really been 5 years? I don't think Tua's been in the years 5 years. But they did pick up an option on him. Let's see. I'm going to feel old if he's already been in the league 5 years. No, 2 years. I knew it wasn't that long. So he's still under his thing. But I tell you like this. As the number one quarterback of a team, when you know, they start bringing in veteran quarterbacks with the stature of Teddy Bridgewater, you know, you got to start looking over your shoulder a little bit. I don't think Tua is a long-term answer. By no means, he's just not good enough. I mean, you know, these are pedestrian numbers, and Tua played. Let me see if I can find his games. Let's see. He played 13 games, so 13 out of 17 games. These are not good numbers, folks. I mean, he had the pass completion percentage is high, but those are, you know, short passes. 16 touchdown, 10 interceptions, 90 rating. 2,600 yards, and that's an improvement of, you know, about 800 yards from the previous season. He played 10 games. He only threw for 1,800 yards. So, I don't know why they drafted Tua at that position, to be honest with you. You know, this happens a lot with the Alabama quarterbacks where these guys, they ball out in college. Well, you know, if I had receivers like they had to throw to, Tua had to throw to, I'm going to look like a fantastic quarterback at the college level. No doubt about it. I'm going to be out there looking like He-Man. I mean, I'm going to be dominating, and he did dominate. But, you know, when a lot of these Alabama quarterbacks get to the next level, they just don't perform. They don't do well, and they don't live up to that potential that they, you know, have. So, I don't think he's a long-term starter in Miami. That's my opinion. That's a lot of people's opinions. I don't have any sources, but I'm just going off of a gut feeling here. So, what is going on, man? Let me restart this phone. All right, so yeah, so that was, you know, big news with Tyreek Hill going back home to Miami. So that is a big time development for the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll see what comes out of that, man. We still early in the offseason, and we've seen a whole ton of movement. We're not done. We're not even close to the draft. And we still got a long way to go. So, hey, this is going to get fun. It already has been fun. You know, a lot of signings. You have Matt Ryan being traded from the Falcons to the Indianapolis Colts, which I think is an excellent, excellent move for the Colts, because the Colts have one of the best offensive lines in the league. And with one of the best offensive lines in the league, you can protect your quarterback, and you have the people around him for him to be able to sit in the pocket, make his reads, and don't have to worry about him, you know, running for his life, which he did a lot of over the last few years in Atlanta. And I think that system is set up perfect for him, because since Andrew Luck is retired, they've missed that traditional drop back passer. And Matt Ryan is nothing great, but he's still a really good quarterback in his league that can get the job done and make plays if you give him that time and that ability to do so. They have a running game, one of the top running backs in the league in Jonathan Taylor. So, you know, with Jonathan Taylor there, you have the threat of the run. They can't stack the line, and that's going to do nothing but help. You can play off the play action. Mike Ryan has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league on the play action. Hey, I got an idea. Indianapolis, you got Mike Ryan. You know, go back out there and bring in Julio Jones as that second receiver, and pair him and Matt Ryan back up together. That's, you know, I don't have any sources. I'm just guessing. But that'll be good. Then after they trade Matt Ryan, hey, isn't it funny how everything works out? You have Matt Ryan, who was traded from the Falcons to the Colts. Carson Wentz. I think Carson Wentz went to Carolina, I think it was. Let's see. Carson Wentz. Oh, Washington. So Carson Wentz went to Washington. Atlanta turned around and signs Marcus Mariota. So Marcus Mariota is back in with the ability to be a starter in this league. Now, Mariota, is he anything great? No, but he's been productive in his league. He's led, you know, the Tennessee Titans to a few playoff bursts. He's, you know, put up some good numbers in this league, and he's still young. So you can win with Marcus Mariota, and Marcus Mariota very well could be still a franchise quarterback for the right team. What makes it more even interesting than that You have Jameis Winston, who just re-signed a two-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. So you have the number one and number two quarterback of the 2016 NBA draft back in the same division as starting quarterbacks. And they're going to be facing off against each other two times a year, at least for the next 2 to 3 years, and maybe longer if, you know, Jameis Winston plays well. He's still young enough to where the Saints can make him their franchise quarterback. So, you know, good for Jameis. I'm a nothing against Jameis Winston. You know, maybe he's grown up and developed a little bit more as a football player, and he looked a little bit better decision making wise last season before he got hurt. So if he's growing up a little bit and he doesn't take the big chances like he has taken in the past, you know. He's going to be, you know, a really good quarterback for them. So that's going to be interesting, though. You know, and good for the Saints. I thought Jameis Winston staying in New Orleans was the best move to make. I know there were some rumors of him possibly, you know, going to Pittsburgh, which if that would have happened, you know, that would have been a good move for him as well. I like the fit with him, you know, being in Pittsburgh. I think that's a really good fit for Jameis Winston as well. So, you know, good moves for him to stay in New Orleans, though he's familiar with it. New Orleans is familiar with him. He's comfortable there. You know, he'll get some help back the receiver. I forget his name now. Was out all last season. He'll come back and be healthy, and and you know, they'll make some moves in free agency. And then, you know, we talked about it last week, but then, you know, with Tom Brady returning, you know, the NFC South is, you know, pretty interesting from the quarterback position. I'm not sure what Carolina's going to do. You know, Cam Newton's probably not going to return. I highly doubt if he returns. But, you know, we'll see what they do. If they have the chance to bring him back if they want to. Not really sure if they want to or what direction that they're gonna go in. So yeah. All right, so we should have Nicholas Lane here. He's eating a little bit of food. But once he's done eating, he's gonna, you know, give us a call and get into some NBA. But we'll continue to, you know, look at the NFL and talk about some of those stories. So, dude, that is real. Okay. Let's see. Oh, last week, I didn't tell you guys this. I watched this video, right? And this video was with Terrell Owens, Chad Johnson, and Tyreek Hill. It's an old video, probably a few years old. They met up at a park down there in Miami. Just a race. So Terrell Owens, you know, Tyreek Hill is there. He's warming up. Terrell Owens is there. Terrell Owens shows up. with his nutritionist or his trainer, whoever the dude was. And, you know, Chad Johnson shows up in the minivan. Chad Johnson, I guess he's just a hype man. He didn't run. He just came to watch Terrell Owens and Tyreek Hill. So, Terrell Owens, I think it was his nephew, a younger kid, he shows up and he gets a part of it. So, Tyreek Hill gives Terrell Owens like a 10-yard head start. And Terrell Owens' nephew had like maybe a 15-yard head start from Tyreek Hill. They ran 100 yards. This is a few years ago. Terrell Owens might have been 45, 46 years old. And everybody knows Terrell Owens. Everybody, you know, knows how great of shape this guy keeps himself in. And they ran this 100 yards. And we know how fast Tyreek Hill is. We know how fast he is. So a 10-yard head start to the cheetah is not that much of a head start. You can be ran down in 10 yards. Well, Terrell Owens is still fast, folks. In the last few years, he's been coming out in the media, you know, talking about him, you know, still being interested in playing. Well, you're already in the Hall of Fame. I don't even know how that worked. Can you unretire and still play even though you was already, you know, put into the Hall of Fame? But after watching that and seeing how fast Terrell Owens was running, dude probably can still play football, man. I'm not even joking. I know people say, man, that dude is old. He haven't taken a hit in years. Man, listen. We know the type of football player Terrell Owens is or was. I mean, past tense. We know this. We know Terrell Owens is probably one of the top five best receivers we've ever seen lace him up and get on the field. You have to put him in that conversation. When you talk about greatest receivers ever, Rice, Terrell Owens, Randy Moss, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, Chris Carter. I know I'm missing some guys, but, you know, that class, Jerry Rice. How did I miss Jerry Rice? He should have been the first one now. But he's in that class, man. So this dude can still run. Like, he didn't get run down. A 10-yard head start, he didn't run him down. Terrell Owens, you know, he kept his speed. I'm going to see if I can find that video and post it in the Rat Pack Sports Show chat or in the on the page. Let's see. Terrell Owens, Tyreek Hill. All right, so here we go. Here we go right here. It's a YouTuber video, and it's 3 minutes. But the video I watched was like, shoot, yeah, it was like 20 minutes long. So I am going to post this link. Let's see.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Set, go!
Yeah, so
once I plant, I'm gone.
I'm going to post this link. And
hey.
Sorry, YouTube. Let me turn this video down. It was a sight to see. It's a 20-minute video. You know, I would advise watch the whole video. It's kind of entertaining at the same time. And these dudes was moving. Now, the young kid, he was moving too, but he wasn't moving like – I'm a fast forward because now I'm kind of watching this. Let's see. Let me see if I can find his race. Here we go. Let's see. All right, so here we go. So they line up. Yeah, so that's 10 yards. Actually, this dude had a 20-yard head start and got ran down. And this video was premiered, and he didn't run him down, dude. I mean, Terrell Owens is moving. He made up a little bit of ground, but Terrell Owens held his own. This dude can run, man. This dude can run. This video debuted 2 years ago, so this is not that long ago. But he can still play. I didn't realize. Oh, Chad Johnson ain't that tall. But yeah, so this is you guys. I'm gonna post this in the group so you guys can watch it. And let's see. Let me see if I can. All right, so schedule for boost post. It should post direct, but I'm gonna post it. So the video is up. It is posted on the Rat Pack Sports Show group, and it's posted on the main page as well. So just head there. What? What is this? What is going on here? You are messaging from your personal. Yeah, I know. All right. So yeah. So you know, at the end of the day, I believe Terrell Owens can still ball. That's just me. I believe this man can still ball, and he'll probably never get a chance. But it'll be. You know what? And I don't know if Terrell Owens would do this because, you know, this man is too confident as a player. He's too confident. And I don't believe he will stoop to this level. But you do have the XFL and the USFL and the couple of other leagues that are out there. And this dude can still enter one of those leagues and play ball. Just for 1 year. That's all I want to see. I just want to see him do it for 1 year. Man, you know what? Not even. Just give me one game. Just give me one game. And Terrell Owens get out there, do his thing, and then go back into retirement. Just to prove that, you know, hey, I still got it. I feel like I still got it. And I've been retired for a while. I did play a lot of flag football. I've never been run down. I've never been run down before. I mean, that's good. So, yeah. Never been run down. And I never will get run down. So, I run out of bounds. If I run out of bounds before they catch me, I didn't get run down. You got to catch me and pull my flag. So that is that. Von Miller is back. He signed with Buffalo. Buffalo has made some big-time moves bringing guys in. They've made some big-time moves bringing guys in. A lot of pass rushers. And I know Buffalo is happy that Tyreek Hill is now in Kansas City because Tyreek Hill is the exact reason why Buffalo wasn't in the Super Bowl. I fully believe if the Bills would have beat Kansas City, the Bills probably would have been in the Super Bowl. What was the Super Bowl? AFC. AFC. Who's the AFC contender for the Jeez, how do I forget this stuff? AFC. Why can I remember who just played in the Super Bowl? Rams. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I can't remember. Who? Okay. Where is it? Let me see. Score. Jeez, Rams Bengals. Jeez. Yeah. I believe if Buffalo gets past Kansas City. They're representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. But you let Tyreek Hill catch the ball. All right, so let's get into a little bit of NCAA football. I mean, geez, not NCAA football. Basketball, March Madness.